The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. We here at First have gotten decorating for Advent and Christmas pretty much down to a science. Various teams of volunteers install the Mary display on High Street, decorate the outside light poles and railings, set up the trees here in the nave and the atrium, and so on. The whole congregation is invited to stay after worship one Sunday in early December to hang all the wreaths you see, put the chrismons and ornaments on all the trees, and unpack and place our nativity scenes, of which we have quite a few around the building. This year, I discovered a kid's nativity set in the nursery, so I pulled that out to be displayed as well. As several of our youngest members unboxed and sorted through the figures, we found a few things that clearly didn't belong, other toys that had gotten mixed in over time. Much more problematic, though, Jesus was missing. The search party headed back to the nursery. Alas, despite the best efforts of Hugo Henry and Dad Jeff Stubbe, little plastic baby Jesus was not found. We hear stories of missing Jesuses, Jesus, I never know what to do with that, in the news every year, usually involving outdoor nativity scenes set up on the lawn of a church, a business, someone's home. The Jesus figurine will simply be gone one day, leaving Mary and Joseph and all the assembled shepherds and angels and animals looking kind of ridiculous as they stare lovingly and beatifically at an empty manger. Many years ago, a priest in San Francisco discovered his congregation's Jesus was missing when he arrived for Mass early one Christmas morning. This put him in a bad mood for what should have been joyous worship, and his mood continued to worsen as he made his way back to the church several times that afternoon to see if the figurine had been returned, but found the manger empty every time. Finally, toward dinner time, the priest saw one of the neighborhood kids pulling a shiny new red wagon. The priest, of course, went over to wish Tommy a Merry Christmas, and when he did, he discovered that Tommy's shiny new red wagon wasn't empty. The missing Jesus was lying in it. The priest chastised the boy, all his pent-up anger coming out in a lecture about how stealing was wrong and how the whole congregation had been hurt by what he had done. Tommy's eyes filled up with tears. "Father, I didn't steal Jesus. It wasn't like that at all. It's just that I've been asking Jesus for a red wagon for Christmas for a long time, and you see, I promised him when I got it, he'd be the first one I took out for a ride." It's Christmas Eve. It's the night of a story we know well, of carols we can sing by heart. Festive poinsettias, merry greetings, it's the night of candlelight. In that moment when the flame has spread throughout the darkened nave and we look around and we see the glowing faces of people we love dearly and people we've never seen before in our life, and our hearts become so full. It's the night many of us come back home to this place, maybe after going off to college, maybe after moving away to another town or the big city for work or love, maybe after being away from God for a while. It's the night full of memories and joy confusingly mixed with sorrow. We are so grateful for the spouse, the parent, the child, the dear friend beside us in the pew. But we also miss the ones who used to sit there, who now celebrate Christmas among the saints. But most of all, this is the night of the good news, that to us a child is born. God, creator of the universe, maker and master of time and space and all that is, comes to us as a little baby to share life with us, to share our humanity, what it feels like to love and suffer and rejoice. God comes to abide with us, to teach and heal and forgive and save us. Emmanuel, divine promise made flesh and blood. That's the gift we are offered once again this Christmas Eve. It's a gift we don't have to bargain for or earn. We couldn't anyway. It's a gift we don't have to sneak up and steal out of the manger when no one's looking. It's a gift God has decided to give us out of infinite love and goodness and compassion. The baby is for you, for me. No matter who we are, where we've been, what we've done, what we've failed to do. The thing is, we can't leave the gift of Jesus Christ here when this night, this holy night, is over. We can't leave him in the manger. We got to take him with us in our shiny new red wagon or otherwise. We have to take the gift God gives us, a Savior, the Messiah, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, with us when we go. For we and the world out there need him desperately, and Jesus is up for the ride. There is nowhere we can take him he hasn't already been before. Among the outcast, the sinners, the lonely, the broken, among people who need healing and mercy, who doubt, who fear, among hopelessness and suffering and death. For he is the light we can help shine in all that darkness.